Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill to close the state's current $220 million budget gap on Tuesday. WSHU's Ebong Odama reports the bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support in both houses of the legislature.
The bill replaces many of the unilateral cuts to state services made earlier by Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy, including more than $31 million in payments to hospitals. Senate President Martin Looney, a New Haven Democrat, says the bill also restores $16 million in state funding to municipalities.
So that municipalities this far into their current fiscal years are not going to be hurt by this bill.
Looney says this was done by shifting the cuts to other state services. That did not sit well with State Senator Dante Bartolomeo, a Middletown Democrat who was one of only three senators to vote against the bill.
I'm concerned about cutting $4 million to temporary family assistance, which provides a safety net for families with children, and about cutting $1 million in community residential funding for developmentally disabled individuals.
Lawmakers still have to deal with the budget deficit for the next fiscal year that begins on July 1st. That deficit is projected to be $900 million. Ebong Odama, WSHU News.